I'd like to say a few words about my old pal Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now, well, it's all sorry, man, I've got plans, or, oh, I'd love to, but got another date that night, so, yeah, nice work, It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be re-sodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, we make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call It's Just Lunch at 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
New Survivor, CBS Tonight.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Joined homegrown head basketball coach Chris Collins and the Wildcats out in Rosemont this season as the Cats bring Big Ten basketball to Allstate Arena this year. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Well, the Bears gearing up for their game with Green Bay on Sunday, and we're getting word from Bears headquarters on the specifics of Danny Trevathan's recent absences in practice. It's a calf strain, which he apparently suffered against the New Orleans Saints, over which he has now missed 4 days worth. Kyle Long was limited in practice because of his finger, while wide receiver Marcus Wheaton took it easy with a groin issue. That said, Packers head coach Mike McCarthy is looking at the Bears offense as a smoother operation under Mitch Trubisky.
They're moving them around more, you know, so you see more QB movements, and they've been more effective. They're taking care of the football much better in the last four or five games, and I think their overall statistics of giveaways is misleading because I think they've had five giveaways in the last five games.
McCarthy's offense will be without Martellus Bennett because of his shoulder, the former Bear. NBA and the Bulls, Bobby Portis back in play, returned from his eight-game suspension last night against Toronto for 21 points and 13 rebounds, and more importantly for his sake, not looking back.
My friends, my teammates, everybody who knows me knows who I am. I'm not worried about anybody I don't know who doesn't know me, what they think of me. Of course, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. I can't, you know, change anyone's opinion of me. But at the same time, I know who I am as a guy. And, you know, that's all that I can control.
Portis punched his teammate Nikola Mirotic, who appears to want out of the Bulls organization over the incident. Aside from all that, Lauri Markkanen and Robin Lopez, both a bit banged up and missed practice today, but both could play Friday when the Bulls host Indiana after a loss to Toronto last night for the Bulls. The Blackhawks looking for a burst, averaging under three goals a game, 18th in the NHL at Philadelphia, and expecting some new look lines tomorrow night and the possible return of Gustav Forsling. The Wolves played today, a 10:30 start, lost to Milwaukee 3-0. And back to the NFL, now that Josh Gordon claims to be clean and sober, says he wants to be the best wide receiver of all time. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space. Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And you've been taking care of business all year, so let Office Depot, Office Max take care of you. Treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture, like maybe a new laptop or replace that squeaky chair. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
Welcome back, my friend, to the show that never ends.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
I mentioned yesterday that the Cubs were exploring some kind of deal to try to get out from under the rest of the Jason Hayward money. And I thought, well, wait a second. You just blew out your hitting coaches, and now Chili Davis in charge. Why wouldn't they give it one last shot with Chili? And what I was told is they're even past that. That was their last. And
he's got the Markel Fultz creature.
Well, no, he just can't generate any pop. He's just a big...
He's never been that guy.
He's just a big man.
It's even worse now. That was what all the fuss was. was in Atlanta. I'm putting the nickname, the Jay Hay Kid, on him, and you see that physique, and you see the way he walks to the plate. You think that's 35 home runs coming to the plate.
But if you could, you could turn him into Jeff Samardzija and Mark Melancon and just eat a bunch of the money.
Play right field.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Brian Billick, so is Aaron Rodgers that good that he can elevate whatever that Packers team was and is to something beyond what we saw last night?
Yeah, evidently, because, and evidently, the presence of Aaron Rodgers would even have forced Detroit to punt one time. They've got some problems going defensively that go maybe a little bit beyond just the presence of Aaron Rodgers.
Matt McGloin and Josh Johnson can't be better quarterbacks than Colin Kaepernick, can they?
Well, evidently.
No, not evidently.
Yeah, that one's a tough one.
Evidently.
More action. More excitement. More everything. Bernstein and Goff, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Tune in every Monday to Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by your local Ford stores. This is not a Bears Monday. It is a Tuesday in the city of Chicago in autumn, a sunny day.
Isn't it Wednesday?
Is it Wednesday? What is it?
Yeah, today's Wednesday.
Is it?
From Bay.
Oh, it is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Hub talks to his people today.
Right.
So
that's it.
That's the only way I know days of the week. When does Hub talk to the people? Okay.
No, seriously, I have to think about things like that. Like, I hear Paul Charchin, I'm like, okay, yeah, it is Thursday. All right, okay, good. Because I don't have Joe Madden as a lodestone anymore getting in my car at noon on Tuesday, so I tend to drift on you. Okay, Wednesday it is. So otherwise, it would be your birthday tomorrow. That wouldn't make much sense. Or we could do it twice. So I watched the documentary about Ric Flair. To give you some history here, I had mentioned a couple weeks ago that I had heard the name Ric Flair, but I didn't really know who he was. Like, you made a reference to something about the alligators or whatever, and I didn't know, because wrestling is never really part of my world outside of, I know who Hulk Hogan is and some of the other guys who've crossed over. It just wasn't really for me. And my friends growing up, not into it. So it didn't come up. We didn't, you know, put couch cushions down and jump around and impersonate Superfly Snuka. We just didn't. Mm-hmm. So everybody got really mad at me, like genuinely, legitimately.
Because they thought you were putting on.
I'm telling you, I was not. I don't do it. I can't make stuff up because I wouldn't remember what I said. Because, you know, I can't remember what I said or did yesterday. And it's not worth it for me. And it's much easier just to tell you what's real. And so people like, it so happened that ESPN produced this 30 for 30 on Ric Flair. So you gotta watch. Okay, sure. And I did. And I was entertained for 90 minutes about a classic story about just a complete scumbag. And I guess I don't really understand some of it, because first of all, a couple takeaways. First of all, his Minnesota accent, his thick Minnesota accent, I found kind of disarming in like a Coen Brothers movie kind of way.
You don't expect a wrestling legend to sound like that.
He sounded like a guy in a Coen Brothers movie, like a tertiary character who's like working in a hotel or something. So
it's my deal here. See,
right? I'm sorry, Wayne. It's my deal. We're not a bank, Jerry. So that was the first blush. Mm-hmm. I admire the fact that he allowed for the story to be told in the way that he did, and he didn't care. He answered every question. He showed a bunch of emotion. But he's just kind of gross. And he stole the character. Nature Boy was Buddy Rogers. Mm-hmm. There was a guy named Nature Boy.
He took it to the next
who
level.
Was known for his flowing blonde hair.
The robes, everything.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he lifted an entire persona. He didn't even come up with it. That was the other. And so I went back and I looked at Buddy Rogers, and I asked my dad, because my dad was a huge wrestling fan.
Okay.
That was his thing in the day. Those guys, the Wild Bull of the Pampas, Pampero Firpo, and the original. Vern Gagne. With his, he would buy the power juice or whatever Vern Gagne sold. That stuff was cool about the training. I was very
21 flights
and carrying Fireman one guy, carries, carrying the other guy, smashing your face on the stairs, like all that stuff. Because Vern Gagne took the performances so seriously,
open hand slapped him and told him, "You're not quitting."
Yep, and put him in the car mm-hmm. and drove him back from the bar where he was mm-hmm. playing pool. But so that I found that stuff interesting because I'd always heard about Vern Gagne mm-hmm. as one of the, and Vern Gagne was the guy that beat up the guy in the old folks' home, right? Did he kill his roommate in some sort of fit of dementia? I believe a demented Vern Gagne beat the hell out of his roommate
Vern
at age 82.
Gagne murder.
I don't know if it's murder, but he beat a guy severely.
If a guy dies at your hands.
I'm not sure if he killed him or not, but so I found that
older man's death was officially ruled a homicide by Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office.
Yeah.
Hellman Gutman, a 97-year-old resident.
Hellman Gutman.
He beat up a 97-year-old.
Yep. That's, yeah, Vern.
I don't say that's awesome, but Vern, at 97, you shouldn't be. Hey, talk blip, get hit.
I found him. I mean, obviously, Ric Flair was just kind of gross, just kind of off-putting. And I still, part of it is
no part of him a sympathetic figure for you,
and not really. I mean, I guess you know the adopted kid who was always looking for his parents' love. In that regard, you know, never really found his way mm-hmm. and always trying to make good and trying to make up for what was this person. Yeah, but that's, I mean, that's our president. I mean, we have, there's so many examples of that, but I could never.
Our president is Ric Flair.
Well, there's some aspect, the showmanship, the over the top, everything, the I'm you know, beautiful mm-hmm. and perfect and awesome. And
that's why he was a god to a lot of kids like me. Because, you know, you've been told, you get the lessons about humility all throughout your life, right? And in you, there are times when you're like, you know what, damn it, I'm feeling good today. I'm looking good today. But you can't tell anybody that. He was that, he talked about men living vicariously through him for years and years and years. Well, kids did it too. Because you couldn't go to school saying I'm the prettiest thing on the earth. You know, I'm the baddest mofo around town, like Shownuff did in the Last Dragon. But he did it on a weekly basis. And there was a certain aspect of rooting for the bad guy that a lot of people my age, I know, kind of cherished. You know, we talked about Scarface yesterday being a horrible movie. The reason why that movie is so huge in the community is because you root for the bad guy.
Yeah, but here's the thing,
though. He was a bad guy his entire career.
Right, he was a heel.
Yes.
I just don't, for me, a big hurdle for me is the whole pro wrestling thing. That I never.
The Sally Jesse Raphael tape when he bristled, like you could tell that he.
That was good stuff.
Yes, it was. Why was Sally wearing jumpsuits, by the way?
Her sweatsuit was the truth.
Did she just come from circuit training with Jane Fonda?
You gotta see her on the Action Bronson show, by the way. Current day, Sally Jesse Raphael.
Still, still rocking the sweatsuits?
Well, the red glasses, yes.
Of course.
Okay, good. No, but that sweatsuit was
awesome.
She's
in a straight up Reebok sweatsuit.
And
she's dressed like Terry doing a talk show.
And everybody in the audience kind of snickered.
You're going to goop boot camp, buddy.
it was weird. It was weird. And like you mentioned, everybody in the audience snickered, and he was serious. You know, he said, "I don't think anybody's in this audience is qualified to tell me the wrestling is faked." Yeah. The choreographed stuff. So back to the wrestling part.
It is choreographed, but I couldn't understand why with other like real sports available to be watched. The problem for me was at a very young age, I was a huge boxing fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved watching people actually punch each other. Yeah. So when I see them fake punching each other and the crowd's going crazy, I'm like, do they not realize that he's not really hitting him? He's not really slamming his head on the turnbuckle?
Well, it's also where drama, sitcom, you know, yes. Suspense meets sport for people as well. It's a male soap opera.
Every logical explanation makes complete sense.
So I'm not
pretending, right? I'm not pretending to not understand the attraction is, because I can't. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying it's very hard for me to get past the fact that whatever gene that is, I don't have. I've just never had. It's made somebody 773. What did you and your Deerfield boys do if you weren't watching WWF growing up? No wonder guys from Oak Lawn don't consider Deerfield guys Chicagoans.
What?
Why does Oak Lawn get to decide who's a Chicagoan? We watched
tough.
We watched and played sports.
Right. I mean, you watch Sox games.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think your childhood has been pretty well documented.
No, I'm not saying, nor am I saying I'm somehow better than you because I didn't like pro wrestling.
It was
wrestling.
A blind spot for him.
It's
kind of like the Barstool guys who get mad at me because it's a blind spot for me.
Or like people who got mad at me when I said I didn't read Bill Simmons or watch Bill Simmons.
Another blind spot for me.
I was like, sorry, it's not.
I didn't read his book. I don't know what the hubbub is about. No, I can dig it. I was surprised, though, that you had no interaction or no experience with Ric Flair. None. Like, especially being in North Carolina for as long as you were. I mean, that dude was, when you were in school, he was huge there. Huge. He was huge in Georgia, North Carolina. I mean,
none of my college friends were into wrestling either.
I'm not even saying they had to be in it, but just.
Jason, for me, it was the Hulk Hogan thing. Dan not really knowing about the cultural impact of Hulk Hogan because he was in movies. He was everywhere.
Yeah, I couldn't avoid him.
No, I know you knew who he was, but iconic. Like as far as getting like why
iconic.
People dug him, you know?
Yeah. And the fact, like the part where. They talk. By the way, I thought they did a terrific job getting not only the amount of people, but the things that those people said. Not just the wrestlers, but you all of a sudden Michelle Beadle and Snoop Dogg and all these people are dropped in the documentary, and they're giving you the interaction and the experience that you kind of had, and you're like, oh yeah, that's why. And by the why does Animal still have face paint on? Why is James Laurinaitis' daddy still walking around with green and black face paint on? Someone needs to tell him that it's over. Somebody needs to tell Animal from the
real world. Damn it.
Yes, exactly.
Some of that stuff was lost on me, too, when they're talking to the other wrestlers who all seemed completely,
dudes.
Completely normal.
Yeah,
like, I don't
Sting
know,
without the makeup.
I don't know
Shawn Michaels.
Is, I don't know. Triple
you
know, H.
Understated.
Is.
Yeah. Undertaker. Undertaker is sitting there looking like a regular trucker. This is 6'10", 350-pound man who is one of the top five wrestlers of all time.
I love the image of Undertaker in the limo, like with the girls. Right. Even though it was the cartoon rendition, but still him in the black hat.
Wishing he was in there with Ric Flair.
I loved seeing Andre the Giant, though.
Oh, when Hulk slammed him?
Yes, because to me, that's Fezzik. Andre the Giant to me is an
Princess
always...
Bride.
Yes,
yeah.
that's my Andre the Giant. That's the only way I really know him.
No, listen, I was giving you grief for it, and I'm glad you watched it.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you enjoyed it from your point of view, having no interaction or no experience with the entity that was Ric Flair for all those years. But man, I had... My grandfather's second wife... was an avid wrestling fan. I'm talking about you go over Miss Esme's house and it was on from dusk till dawn. And that's the other thing too. When they talked about the WCW, NWA, WWF divide, like it was East Coast, West Coast rap beef.
Oh, you picked
like,
a league?
Yeah, if you rocked with the WCW, that WWF stuff was trash and you were, that was ABA versus NBA stuff.
You know, maybe I can explain something else too.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have cable until very late.
Okay. That has a lot to do with it because Ted Turner put a lot of wrestling into a lot of people's homes.
I did not grow up with cable television.
Okay.
We had over the air TV.
Okay,
so
yeah,
that
we got
was
cable as soon as we could.
Yeah, my friends had cable, and I remember when my friends could get White Sox games and I couldn't because the White Sox games were on Sports Vision and we didn't have Sports Vision. And if they weren't on Channel 9 or 32 or 44, I didn't see the games. So we didn't have a microwave for a long time.
Well, they were on WGBO, I believe, too, right? Were they on Channel 50 for a little bit?
You know, Sunday mornings, occasionally I would run into it because I'm flipping channels.
I was Sundays on GBO 66. I'm sorry.
Every
WGBO
once in a while 66. On one of the UHF channels, there'd be pro wrestling on and it would be like Ernie Ladd or somebody like that. And I would just kind of go, oh, God. most of my exposure.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, like I can't do this.
I'm going to make my peanut butter and jelly sandwich and go about my business.
And I'm going to watch Family Classics.
I can't do this.
I'm going to read a book.
A 13-year-old Dan Bernstein's like, I just can't do this.
Like, it was,
this is, oh, come on. Where's Ivan Calderon
Then, you know, like, my dad would come in and go, like, oh, that's the figure four leg lock.
Yeah, man.
He's still.
I put that on a
Your
kid.
Your dad is actually Brendan McCaffrey.
Yeah, I put that on a kid in grade school and didn't know that, you know, it could actually do some damage. That was, yeah, like, we were trying out.
Was,
we were trying
way,
out wrestling moves.
That was also Buddy Rogers.
Yeah,
that the figure,
the moves,
the
yeah.
figure, the name,
the thing,
name,
man.
Nature Boy, the hair,
Damn,
the move.
Thing. He wasn't blonde; he was fat and a brunette. Mm-hmm. he was not a blonde man. I mean, I did not. That's the thing. I didn't know he was 300 plus pounds either. I thought that was just his body his entire time. Like he went through a complete transformation. I would have liked for them to delve a little bit deeper into why or how his adoption affected him. And because the dude only really loved, and I'm glad Triple H said it at the end. The dude only, no, I'm sorry, Hogan said it. And he said, I'm probably speaking out of turn because it's probably still true, even though he's got a fiance now. He said that the only thing he's ever loved is wrestling.
219, is Dan Amish? No.
Well, Amish Dan. No,
we just didn't have cable right away. I can't explain it. We just didn't.
Nothing to explain.
It's weird considering how much television my parents watch now.
They were good with their seven or eight channels.
In the very same house. Yeah. It was, yeah. It's like they just
2, 5, 7, 9, 11, 32, 50, 44. 66. Well, I grew up with those eight. I didn't grow up with 44 was what? UHF?
Yeah, 44. WSNS. Channel 44. There were Sox games on there.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I knew Samurai Sundays for Channel 66, and the rest were old people channels.
This segment brought to you by Office Depot, Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot, Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot, Office Max, taking care of business.
I know some that people, wasn't that bad.
See?
That wasn't that bad.
I wanted to make it
Dan, because we were all on the text chain, and Dan
I was very happy to see that Dan was watching along. And like
I was, texting. Too.
Yeah,
I
was too. That was a good look for, I was for old Dan over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, two thumbs up for Dano. Hanging out with the crew, you know, on a random night because he wanted to watch something that we were all watching. See, there it is. Didn't hurt you. Wait till
I told you I would.
Wait till the two bills come out and we get our text chain about that. Bill Parcells
that
and Bill
Belichick. Awesome.
It does. Because there's real tension.
That looks
there's real tension between two
awesome.
Weirdos.
That's two fist-faced white men. Just
fist-faced white men. I mean, 312-644-6767 is the phone. If you want to jump in the conversation, feel free to do so. Dan watched it and he enjoyed it.
Yeah.
He thinks Ric Flair is gross and
he
and
is. He's
an irretrievably
scumbag.
Dude, 10 beers and 5 drinks a day.
Screaming scumbag.
And okay. Then telling the old doctor how many times you take care of little Rick. That might have been the pinnacle of that thing for me. Now forget all the touchy-feely stuff.
He's also all the stories are the nakedness. Like
yeah,
being
he loves having,
at the college fraternity and just be like, ladies, this is what you're getting.
Little Ricky out.
And on the tour bus or
on the
airplane.
Bus. Yeah,
on the plane.
The plane
walks
Shawn up. Michaels is like, hey, man, You're very excited right now. Can you get that out of my salad? All right, he's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
So you want to win the warm? Listen to the Molly and Hanley Show all next week starting Monday morning from 5 to 9 a.m. for details on how you could win one of 5 incredible trips for two to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people on Apple Vacations.
At 670 The Score.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Yesterday, we learned the tragic news that Roy Halladay, the 2-time Cy Young Award winner and 8-time All-Star, died in a plane crash. He was just 40. And saying the word was here is surreal. I cannot believe that I'm talking about Roy Halladay in the past tense now. In his prime, there was not a more dominant pitcher than Roy Halladay. The Cy Young Awards, the 67 complete games, a perfect game. 5 months after that, a no-hitter in his first ever postseason start. Calling him a fierce competitor does not begin to do him justice. And reading through his Twitter page is simply heartbreaking because you see one picture after another with Roy and a plane, or Roy and his father, from whom he inherited his love of flying. And the last photo you see is a tweet from Sunday of a photo with Roy celebrating a championship with his son's youth baseball team. Rest in peace, Roy Halladay. I'm Jim Rome.
Fall, that comfortably cozy time of year. We love fall, minus all the yard work. Way too much raking. Why not rake in the cash instead at Pottawatomie? Thursdays, October 1st through November 16th, you could rake in your share of $75,000 in cash and FKC reward play. 10 winners every hour. With more big cash winners than ever, you'll fall for rake in the cash at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com/cash for details. Must be at least 21 years old and a Firekeepers Club member to participate.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hi, this is Dan Marguerite from the Backyard Barbecue Store in Wilmette. I'm excited to tell you that we have recently moved to a bigger and better location to serve you at 535 Green Bay Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything barbecue. We specialize in outdoor kitchens and have the best selection of gas and charcoal grills from Weber, DCS, Fire Magic, Napoleon, and Kalamazoo, just to name a few, plus a full line of smokers. We have all the accessories, charcoal, and woods you could want. And if you're looking for the big green egg, we are now a platinum dealer and we have it all. And if you're in need of a few pointers on how to use your grill, you can sign up for one of our grilling classes, or you can even host your next event right in our new space. We service, we sell, we take care of you. Call us at 847-251-2272. That's 847-251-2272. Or you can visit us online at backyardbbqstore.com. That's backyardbbqstore.com. The Backyard Barbecue Store, where cooking out is always in.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
American Enterprise Bank's personal service and technology provide you with the banking experience you deserve. Enjoy premier checking that's truly free. No minimum balance or recurring transactions required. Plus, get the bank's free mobile app featuring People Pay and Check Deposit. Want $50? Open your premier checking account, download the app, use it for 3 months, and the bank will add $50 to your account. Visit AmericanEnterpriseBank.com or call 847-465-9700 for more info. American Enterprise Bank. Member FDIC.
Hi, it's me, that little voice inside your head. You spent all year taking care of business. Let Office Depot Office Max take care of you. There's this new HP Pavilion laptop with 8th generation Intel Core i5 processor. Save $200, now just $449. Look at it. It's only $449 at Office Depot Office Max. Go ahead. You deserve it.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 11/11. Limit one.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gail King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Score Promotions team will be next. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Mark Grody. Join homegrown head coach Chris Collins for college hoops this season. NUSports.com is the place to start. NBA, the Bulls bounce against the Pacers Friday at the United Center. Right now, Lauri Markkanen could be a bit iffy. Quad tendonitis. Robin Lopez also sat out of practice today due to his aching knee. Football, Bears putting in the plan for the Packers game today in Lake Forest. Danny Trevathan has a calf strain and did not practice, leaving his status up in the air for the Sunday noon game against Green Bay. Blackhawks are in Philadelphia tomorrow, while the Wolves were blanked by Milwaukee 3-0 today. With a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy care, the medications you rely on, and testing supplies from all the major brands. It's your one-stop, hey, they actually care about me shop. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute.
Been a go.
You still have a good time and socialize without drinking?
I don't know. I've never tried it. Why would I? If I couldn't go out, I was miserable. When I was in, like, working in an area where there was no nightlife, like when I used to have to go to Kansas City and go to Wichita and all those little towns, man, I was miserable. You know what I mean? I like to go out and have fun. You have to do something after you wrestle an hour in front of 200 people. That's not easy.
Yeah, there were some very dark moments to that 90 minutes of television last night. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. The stuff at the end, like, you could tell where the director was like, all right, let's take this turn now. We're done with the robes. We're done with the alligators.
Let's talk to the kids.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah. I vaguely remembered the story about his son, and then to see it detailed the way it was tough to watch. And
the daughter was like, yeah, he'd send me 15 Cabbage Patch dolls.
Yeah, instead of spending time right. with me. I don't get emotional watching things. There was a moment there when he was talking about how, you know, he should have been a better father, and his kids were crying out to him, like, be a better dad, screw all the toys and all the other stuff. It took me to a place yesterday, man. It was really, really well done.
Breaking news here. The New York Times Sports is reporting exclusively Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is hiring lawyer David Boies to block Roger Goodell's contract extension.
There it is.
You talk about it getting real. First of all, the number of worlds colliding here. If you know who David Boies is, he is a high-profile, high-powered, extremely successful litigator. He was involved in the Bush-Gore recount effort, arguing before the Supreme Court, and I remember with no notes in front of him. Going complete, no...
Freestyling and killing it.
No notes in front of the Supreme Court, all loaded into his head. His intelligence is not in question. However, his judgment is currently in question because he's also... It has been involved in protecting Harvey Weinstein, that he was one of the lawyers who Weinstein retained to help with his organized effort that included former Israeli Mossad agents, a private spy ring. So this is, I mean, you talk about the number of keywords and hashtags you could put into a story. Jerry Jones, Roger Goodell, NFL, and now David Boies being involved.
How does this work? Because when Al Davis was the rogue owner, it was kind of like, cool, yeah. This is a guy who the rest of the owners in the NFL, I won't say have been behind, but he isn't the guy off to the side. Like, he's the one that built the billion-dollar, you know, stadium. He's the guy that owns America's team. This isn't the bad boy Oakland Raiders on the left coast that, you know, you see every once in a while. How does this work? Because everybody's got to be, like, you don't make this move on your own.
You don't make this move unless you think you've got enough votes for something.
Yes. You've already talked about this.
Right.
Well, as soon as the Colin Kaepernick thing started to spiral out of control and you had to kneel with your teammates, with your team, with your employees, you had to kneel with them, you got to think that around that time they were like, you know what, this isn't working out the way that we thought it would. He's not taking the bullets the way we thought he would, similar to the Ray Rice situation where they were like, hey, just go out there and take all the arrows. You'll be fine. We still love you. Here's your $43 million.
Yeah, but somebody's got to be counting votes to do something like this.
Well,
look, Jerry can afford David Boies, and this is maybe David Boies was looking for a different high-profile client, so people aren't looking over here at some of the other folks he represented.
About that per
point.
Hour, when you know the like 30 billionaires are getting ready to pay you, that per hour must be really, really nice.
In Maywood, it's Beard on the score.
Yeah, I was just calling because the ball incident in China. Yeah. I just, you know, I hope nobody. Honestly, just puts this all on LeVar Ball himself, or, you know, accuses him of just being a bad pick, because this isn't just an isolated incident. This seems to be an issue with a lot of young adults or teens that generally, whenever they do go abroad, and they end up doing things regardless of what country they're in, that get them into trouble, and then the families tend to wonder why. What can't be, like, a perfect example I think that this is reminding me of is the Otto Warmberger incident in North Korea. I mean, the guy stole an actual, a piece of state property.
Yeah, but let's not globalize. It's a bunch of basketball players stealing sunglasses. I mean, I don't think this is a common story of kids, 18-year-old kids going overseas and stealing things. I mean, these are entitled basketball players on a lark. It's all it was. And it just,
the swimmer that got beat up and say he got robbed. What was his name? I forget his name. Ryan Lochte.
Yeah.
I mean, you got goofballs who, when they're away from home, feel that they could act any kind of way. And, you know,
just because they're on a, look, we're on a road trip. This is, you know,
you're around your boys, so you act a little bit differently than you probably would act if you weren't around your boys, probably.
But, you know, this isn't the Great Alaska Shootout.
Dude,
you're not
Melvin Levitt.
The Puerto Rico tournament.
You're not Steve Logan and the boys with Bearcat uniforms running around, right. Anchorage.
I saw it.
I know.
I saw it.
I know. DePaul, yeah.
I saw it in Puerto Rico with the casinos and the entire Texas team at the casinos there. And Pat Kay's like, all the players are here.
Yeah. All wearing their gear, yep. Too. Nobody's wearing jeans and a polo. It's all team gear.
You better believe
it. Who are you with, sir? Just look right here, ma'am. Are you 21? Right. No, I'm not.
Who are you? A 7-foot tall black man in the Texas jersey?
I'm Stephen Hunter. Right. Nah, dude. Yeah. Like you said, this is foreign soil, and they got different rules. You know, you're entitled here. You're entitled here when people might treat you all right. They might treat you all right here. You can't be entitled there where you're not guaranteed a thing. Like that.
You don't have any rights there.
None. That's got to be the thing, too. Like, when you get on the airplane with these kids and you know, you get your new crop of freshmen in every single year if you're these basketball powerhouses, don't you got to say, hey, listen, guys, you know, don't mess around out here. Don't chase girls out here for 2-3 days. Don't shoplift. Don't beat up any locals. Let's just get back home so you could do those things.
In Bloomington, it's Scott. He's on the score.
Well, I just was listening on, and I got a call from the coach that our team last year went to China with. And he said, hey, you got to listen to the score. They're talking about the UCLA players, et cetera. We've done this now more than once. And the one common denominator was that every year.
What kind of team do you have? Is it basketball? What do you?
It's basketball.
Okay.
It's a professional basketball team that played down here in Bloomington, and through the success that we had, the Chinese Basketball Federation asked us to come over a couple times. Okay. And we even went so far as to have a Chinese national gal talk to the team and say, listen, it's different there. Okay? It's different. Use the example of Jackie Chan's son who sat in prison because he smoked dope over there. They just handle things differently.
Wow.
So we thought we had that covered, except the first trip, seven guys got arrested for stealing. And it got better the second trip. Only two got arrested.
And, were you taking a band of criminals over there every year, Scott? Because I mean, you said it's a professional team, so I'm assuming these are like 23 plus year olds, right?
You're absolutely right, and there, a lot of them are kids. I hope some of them are listening. A lot of them were kids that I had known for several years, that had played for us for several years. We took them all over the country, and then to China to play. We told them. I knew these kids. It wasn't, I call them kids, but they were all graduates from college, most of them, and maybe the oldest was 30. So whether or not they knew better, that was way beyond that.
Well, if you got a 30-year-old doing that, that's just a guy who can't wait to be in a Chinese prison.
Well, that's Ryan Lochte, right?
Right, exactly. Right. You're doing that at 30, there's no excuse. You deserve everything you get there.
Professional basketball team in Bloomington?
Yeah, I was trying to piece it together. Like barnstorming team, maybe something like that.
I don't know.
You're the minor league basketball guy. Come on, man.
I don't know of
get
one.
That mental Rolodex for me. Start spitting out names. Start spitting out weird nicknames for teams.
I bet if I look through the
Fort players, Wayne Mad Ants.
No, they were the Fort Wayne Fury.
Okay, Fort Wayne Fury. Okay, yeah. Who are the Mad Ants?
That's the D League team now.
Okay, all right.
In the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum.
Wow.
So I watched Lloyd Daniels put up 46 on us.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, and they had the best sub sandwiches in that press box. I used to look forward to they bring up a brown paper bag, and I forgot what they had these outstanding like meatball subs.
What the hell's going on? Like, this is what he remembers.
I hadn't thought about it.
This is what he remembers.
That's and the fact that our Fairfield Inn was right next to a Cracker Barrel. So that's where I would go.
Is that the place you get the gum?
Gum.
They give you a little package of gum, like after the meal, like a little.
I think so. They had
the golden nugget. I'm sorry, the golden nugget is
there. Yeah, no, the Cracker Barrel. They have the little. They have the little like golf tee peg game where you jump over one.
There was a Cracker Barrel down the street from the hotel that we were staying at in Arizona.
They have really good greens, turnip greens.
I don't eat greens.
Ham hock in them.
Yeah, I don't eat greens.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. For like a mainstream, like a non mom and pop place, the greens are pretty legit.
I had a decent breakfast at the Cracker Barrel that we had down the street from the hotel.
There's been some issues.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens.
Like the Denny's issues.
It happens.
Sometimes it's like,
we just want to play the food.
Sometimes. We're out of food. Ain't got no food here.
Let me just get the plate by itself. No. We just broke the last plate. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
I got some kick-ass in other news at the top of the hour that you're going to not want to miss.
Okay, let's do it then. You listen to Bernstein and Goff, 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You talk to your brother yet?
No, I haven't talked to any of them yet. I know they're all over here in China, and they'll take care of it, so I'll talk to them when they get back.
What are your thoughts? I mean, watching this from afar and hearing about your brother and shoplifting.
I'm just trying to focus on the game.
Has it affected you at all? I mean, I know...
No, I know my people over there handle it, so I'm over here to take care of business.
You've been able to talk to your dad?
I haven't talked to any of them.
That is number 2 pick overall in this year's NBA draft. Lonzo Ball, brother of LiAngelo Ball, son of LeVar Ball, brother of LaMelo, of the Ball family. You know, he's got other issues, because tonight he is going up against a young man who LeVar Ball kind of disrespected in a way. Kyrie Irving. Gonna put that work on young Lonzo.
He's going to have his hands full.
Yeah, if you've been watching Kyrie this season, Kyrie is out here trying to live his best life in front of his ex. because that's what he's doing. Kyrie is taking all the photos and smiling in every shot. Like, you know, social media, you got some petty ass exes out there that can't wait to show their ex-girlfriends or ex-boyfriends how well they're doing via social media. That's what Kyrie Irving is doing every time a ball is in his hands this season.
And this basketball team that went to China that apparently was peopled with ruffians is the Bloomington Flex.
Uh-oh. We're going to narrow down what exactly
of the Midwest Professional Basketball Association, at one time coached by A.J. Guyton, at one time coached by D. Brown. It looks like a high A or double A
barnstorming team
level. They're in a league.
Okay,
it is a league. The MP, the Midwest Professional Basketball Association. There are some former Illini involved. The Pontiac 66ers, the Windy City Groove. The Chicago Blues.
The Chicago Blues? Give me that. Please give me
Lima
that roster.
Express.
Dan Bernstein, please give me the Chicago Blues.
The Chicago Blueshies.
The Chicago. Oh, that'd be awesome. Not funny, not athletic. They all have older brothers who are better than them. Please give me this roster.
The Chicago Blues roster. This is the latest that they have here. I don't know how they update their
website.
That's fine.
I just want to laugh.
Darren Johnson.
Don't know who he
Chris
is.
Chris Elder. Nate Williams. Mm-hmm. Jakeem Hill.
No.
Tramell Adams.
No.
Al Rapier.
Well, he's a member of the Weinstein Group.
Ryan Jackson. Deontay Watkins. Ron Patton. Jarrell Thomas, Shakir Johnson.
Oh, damn it. I don't know any of these people.
No
Calvin Brock, nothing? Come on.
Nope.
Give me something. A little Ronnie Fields action, nothing?
So there's two teams. So there's a Windy City Groove also.
Oh, this isn't a real league. This is like a gun buyback program. This isn't a real league. This is like midnight basketball in like the early 90s. Get out of here. Cut it out. This is not real. Come on.
No,
this isn't real.
Oh, here, this is real. Because on the Windy City Groove, former Duke guard Sean Dockery.
Oh, Sean Dock! Yeah!
Remember him?
Yeah! Him and Will Bynum used to go at it.
Yeah, Deion Cooksey, Sean Dockery. These names, I'm sorry, I'm...
Bumtastic?
Well, hey, they're still playing.
Hey, somebody's paying
you $100 a week or whatever they're getting.
Play a little ball.
That's why you
stay in shape waiting for that call. You know how I do it.
If you paid them more, they wouldn't have to steal things from China.
That's not why.
That's part of the problem. Pay your players.
Dude said seven people on his team got arrested. That's not.
But the next year, only five. Good work, guys. Our year-over-year deltas are terrific.
You're taking people over there to commit crimes after a while.
John and Aurora, you're on the score. Hi, John.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. These young men are very, very lucky. Back in the 80s, I was in the military, and we were overseas as well. We were in Japan. And just to tell you, the cops carried kendo sticks. They didn't even carry guns. That's how bad they are.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the guys got in trouble in the military, did 6 months hard time in the rice paddy fields, and then went to Leavenworth after we got back overseas. So those boys are very lucky they didn't have to get dealt with, because that kid, the government only could check on you once a month to see if you're being treated right and everything. And this kid was in bad shape, and he made a huge mistake. We were in the Marines at the time.
Well, John, thank you for your service. We appreciate your call,
thank
man.
They make you work in rice fields?
Yeah, that's no good.
Thank you for that. Forced labor in rice fields.
Yeah, I'd have to.
No good.
Yeah, you'd have to just find somewhere for me to sit down, because that's not happening.
Kevin. Rice machine. This segment has been brought to you
it's
by...
It's going to rain.
Brought to you by Taco Bell.
Get the cat of nine tails out, because I ain't working in nobody's damn rice.
Introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla, boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing. You know that I love it when people think that they're in charge of the animal world. When they feel that because they're human beings, they can do what they want. And sometimes animals gonna animal. And bad things happen. Also, a very, very popular food item just had its recipe altered, and people are mad.
Yeah?
Really mad. So we'll see. Maybe you've noticed a taste difference. Maybe this is important to you.
Okay.
But there's something happening here.
Trying to put it together in my head. Trying to piece together. And people are mad.
People who are devoted to a particular food product are really unhappy. It's like the time that my mom was mad at Shake and Bake. Because she insisted she insisted it changed. That she said something was fundamentally altered in the Shake and Bake recipe, and she wrote letters, phone calls, and finally she got them to admit that yes, they had changed the recipe. And she's like, I knew it.
She's banging on the table.
I'm serious. You don't
cauliflower and broccoli and this Shake and Bake.
You don't mess. You don't mess with regular Shake and Bake original pork.
All right, I got a wrestling story, and it's not Ric Flair. It's not Ric Flair. And I have a food story as well. What's happening at a certain school at lunchtime every single day. It's kind of weird what they're doing. I want to bounce it off of you. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. We got another news coming up at the top of the hour right here on 670 The Score.
Scoreheads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Bores book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Goff Show and Terry Bores himself.
Feel bad.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6 live on 670 The Score.
Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime, is available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
I'm mad at all of you.
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PERL.
That Bears t-shirt isn't just a t-shirt. It's a badge of honor that shows the world who you stand with on game day. And you can get it for 20% less when you have a Chicago Bears PNC Visa debit card.
Visit PNC.com/Chicago Bears card for details. An annual fee of $10 will be assessed to the primary checking account associated with the card. Visa is a registered trademark of Visa International Service Association and used under license. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. you out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The American Red Cross urgently needs blood and platelet donations and asks donors to schedule an appointment to give now. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood. Your blood donation is critical and can help save lives. Please schedule an appointment today. Download the Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS today. You can make a difference.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmen to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need.